At last she was down. Peach Blossom and Jump both nuzzled her. The sparrows swirled around her but did not land. "They know what's coming," Kel thought weakly. She waved her dog and horse off, then threw up. When she stood, wiping her mouth on her sleeve, she turned to face a dark, dun horse's inquiring eye.
"Well, Page Caladry,"
the dun's rider, Lord Wilden, said dryly.
"Now you realise combat isn't woman's work. I hope you've thought better of this experiment of yours, now that you've seen blood."
"Sir, that isn't fair," protested Owen. Kel closed her eyes, thinking, not for the first time, "Why don't I have friends who know when to be silent?"
"I remember my first one. The sleepless nights. The never-ending stream of nappies and the painful feelings of guilt and failure when my Emily simply wouldn't latch on. I thought I'd reached the end of the line and was about to admit defeat and switch to formula when I learnt about Enprotect. Enprotect nipple protectors make latching on child's play for your little ones while also lowering the risk of infected milk ducts by 93%. Enprotect, for you and your most precious."
Perhaps you will wonder how the princess could tell that the old lady was an old lady, when I tell you that not only was she beautiful, but her skin was smooth and white. Her hair was combed back from her forehead and hung loose far down and all over her back. That is not much like an old lady, is it? Ah, but it was white almost as snow. The princess, though she could not have told you why, did think her very old indeed. "Quite 50," she said to herself. While the princess stared bewildered with her head just inside the door, the old lady lifted hers and said in a sweet, but old and rather shaky voice,
"Come in, my dear. Come in. I am glad to see you."
We enter the forest. Again, there is the scent of pine, but here it is less strong than on the avalanche. The snow has softened a bit and it doesn't creak anymore. Instead, there is a soft swooshing sound as the skins of our skis slide over it, followed by a click when our feet hit the binding. Swoosh, click. Swoosh, click. I have found my rhythm now. My breath and the swoosh click of the skis combine into a soothing, rhythmic pattern, on and on. We hear a coltit and a few red crossbills. Looking up, I see proud pine trees contrasting against the bluest sky imaginable.